Daryl, a late birthday present, early Christmas present, but you've been, well, all sorts of emotions. I wonder how you're feeling now.
I think I've got to apologise for the team I picked. Everybody say roll out the same team, so I apologise for that, because most times when I play three games in a week, I change the team, I make two, three changes. I didn't do that today. I went against some of my principles that I normally do. So, disappointing in that aspect, but then the response from the lads that came off and came on, by the way, was tremendous, and it shows that we've got a squad that's together. There's no one chucking teacups around there at half time. Obviously players were disappointed that they've come off the pitch, but they're getting behind their teammates that are going on the pitch, and that's a sign of a good sign of togetherness that we've got at the football club at the minute. But certainly kicking myself for the team that I started with.
But four changes you made at the break, how much of a risk, how brave was that for you to make?
It's not brave, is it? It's just for me, I've rolled the dice, and some decisions you make as a manager are good. A lot of them, people tell you they're poor, aren't they? So, you know, on this occasion, it's worked for us, and, you know, responded. It's another good game to watch, but another couple of years off my life. But pleased with the whole group. It's been a good four games.
But the character they have shown, I mean, leading up to today, the fact you come from behind against Bolton, Oldham, peggy back to 2-2, 2-0 down at the break, and then 3-2 as well, what could have been the crucial third.
These are the games where you don't want the fans in at half time, do you? But you want them in at full time, don't you? You know, joking aside. So, yeah, no, we want our fans in. I'm only kidding there. They'd have really enjoyed that game, wouldn't they? The end climax. But good response by the boys. I thought Port Vale did very well. I know John might be critical of the defending at times, but they were always a danger, constant danger. And you know, went in 2-0. We hit the crossbar and post, hadn't we, first half as well to get the first goal. But they finished the first half really, really bright, and you know, changed the shape a little bit, and it worked for us this occasion.
You said the reaction was good from the players that came on and the players that came off, but what sort of message did you have to give a side at a 2-0 down at half time?
Yeah, quite comfortably. It's not working, I'm changing it. Simple as that, really. It's not working. I need to freshen it up. We look a little bit dead out there. I thought one or two looked tiredness in the legs, which you get three games in a week. There's a reason why Premier League managers are moaning about it, do you know what I mean? But I don't have the squad of a Premier League manager. The amount of games that sometimes come in a quick period, but we're fortunate that the lads that have been on the bench last few weeks have trained hard, trained really well, got the fitness levels up, and then come on and done the business.
Someone who was a bundle of energy going forward, Jake Scrimshaw, has come on his first professional goal today, and then a second one as well.
He's been outstanding, you know, but the shake's been working for us with Eli up on top on his own. But that's why you've got to treat each game as different projects. And, you know, Scrim has done well, Lavs has done well when he's come on. Everybody, Danny, the impact of the subs was very, very good. And then to respond within the game as well, second half, you know, 3-2, to then go and win it 4-3 was tremendous.
Some good goals, but Dan Scar is really showing this goal-scoring prowess now. When, you know, he is a threat from the long throws and the corners, but he's getting some goals to it now.
Playing
as well
up front, because the way they defended today weren't good enough. So we've got to, you know, that's five goals in the last two games. So let's not kid on ourselves that everything's all rosy and dozy. My defenders have got to defend better as a team, not just digging Dan Scar out, because he's been tremendous, but we've got to defend a lot better as a team. So they're the negatives of the game, and a frustrating part of our game today.
But 12 goals going forward in the last four games, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but it's gone now, isn't it? We'll enjoy tonight. Wish all the Saddlers fans a very happy Christmas. It'd be nice to see them in the new year, and all the best in the new year, and we'll enjoy the win tonight.
Fair enough. Thank you. Cheers,
Daryl. Just with the defence you mentioned, I know you weren't happy after Oldham as well. What is it that needs changing there in those two games?
We've got to defend better, haven't we? You know, first game, Popey, bit of skill goes through, but we defended sloppy there. Second one, is it foul? But the lads put it in the top corner, can't do a lot about that free kick, in all honesty. But I just thought that they looked a danger at times where our defending needed to be better, and we've got to get better at defending. But hey, listen, let's take the positives tonight. Let's take the positives of the squad, of what they produced today, the squad coming together, changes at half time, nobody sulking, nobody moaning, everybody getting behind the lads, and the lads coming on and doing well. So we'll focus on the positives and we'll look to improve next game.
And on those positives, picking out a couple of players, obviously mentioned Scrimmage already, but Lavery has come on and put himself about as well, hasn't got the goal.
I've always said it, listen, I get bored of saying it. I can only ever play 11 players, you build a squad. That's what you do as a manager, you build a squad that's hopefully a togetherness squad, and we've done that over a period of time. It doesn't happen overnight, and we've got to continue. There's a good lot of players that have improved on the development, but we have to improve as a team and keep having to improve as a team as well as individual development. But the signs are good, is that the togetherness is all there, and like I said, that's what they're about.
It's a big step for somebody like Scrimshaw, isn't it, to come away from home probably for the first time to play senior football.
No, he's played senior football. He scored goals non-league at Poole. He's played games. I know what you're saying, sir. Yeah, he lives on the Isle of Wight, so he lives abroad. So he's fitting well. He's really enjoying it. He's a good lad.
Just to pick out Hayden White as well. I thought the second half, particularly on his more comfortable side, he was really good as well.
He's been very little wrong this season. We give rubbish goals, and we haven't took our chances. That's why we drew 9 games. But now we've won 7, haven't we? Do you get what I'm saying? So those 9 draws look a lot better now in the season. They've only lost 3 games, so there hasn't been a lot wrong. So if players don't always particularly play every week because it is a squad game and other players are on form, Cam Norman's done really well. I know how good Hayden White is. I know how good the squad it can be capable of doing. And that's what players have done. They've responded when they've come in and got the shirt, not just today, not just 2 weeks ago, but for the majority of the season.
And just on the injury front, how is Zatul's doing and the other left-backs?
I don't know. We'll see Boxing Day.
You're in a nice position going into Christmas there, though, level on points with the team in 7th position.
Well, let's put the party poppers away, haven't we? We've got loads of games going, haven't we? So it's a win today. It's a comeback. So
it's a nice
league tables at the end of the day is how you finish. I said that when we lost 4 the other week there, and then I'll say it again. It's where you finish, and we don't get carried away. We know we've got loads of improvement.